Good morning. We are in Deuteronomy chapter 26. Deuteronomy 26. And starting in verse 1. In this passage, it's talking about the offerings of first fruits and tithes. And so let's read through a few of these passages or a few of these verses here. And it shall be when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and you possess it and dwell in it, that you shall take some of the first of all the produce of the ground, which you shall bring from your land that the Lord your God is giving you, and put it in a basket, and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide. And you shall go to the one who is priest in those days, and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the country where the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. Then the priest shall take the basket out of your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. And you shall answer and say before the Lord your God, my father was a Syrian about to perish, and he went down to Egypt and dwelt there, few in number. And there he became a nation, great, mighty, and populous. But the Egyptians mistreated us, they afflicted us, and laid hard bondage on us. Then we cried out to the Lord God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He has brought us to this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which you, O Lord, have given me. Then you shall set it before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. So here in this passage in Deuteronomy, we find this concept of tithing, this concept of giving of the first fruits. And this is a concept that's not just about money. You know, many times in churches today or in the congregation, you know, we talk mostly about money, and that's important. I mean, we need that to survive, to, you know, for us to be a congregation. It costs us a certain amount every month to rent this building, and all these things are important. But what this concept here is about, having that understanding that everything God has given us is a blessing from him, right? Everything you and I have, everything he's given us to live. I mean, when we do the blessing over the bread and the grape juice, or the fruit of the vine, grape juice for us, but when we do the blessing over the bread and the fruit of the vine at the end of Shabbat, or at the end of Shabbat service, what we're doing here at Hore Yeshua is we're thanking God for his blessing and his provision. And this concept here says that in every situation, in everything God has given us, it should be just a matter of gratefulness and thankfulness that we come and we bring a portion of that back to him. And we say, Lord, thank you for what you've done. It's not about, you know, giving to some ministry or some church or whatever. It's not about those things. It's about giving to the Lord. It's about coming to the Lord with the right heart. And that's what they're saying here is, when you get into that land, the land God promised you, you know, when you're in that land, and this is one of the reasons why I say going, crossing the Jordan. I know we have a lot of songs in not so much in Messianic Judaism, but in Christianity, there's a lot of songs about crossing the Jordan being going into heaven, you know. I don't see that in Scripture. Going into the promised land was not going into heaven. Because when they got into the promised land, what did they have to do? What did they have to do? They had to fight. They had to fight to take it. They had to fight to keep it, you know. So, and they began to enjoy the blessings of God once they went into the promised land. But what this is saying is, when you go into the promised land, don't forget who got you there. Don't forget who gave you this land. Remember the Lord. That first year, when you have your harvest, it says what to do. Go to the priest and say, now we're in the land. here is a tenth, here is a tithe or whatever, the first fruits of whatever it is I grew. If I grew olives, if I grew grapes, whatever, I'm giving the first fruit to the Lord. This concept of first fruits is very important to us as Messianic believers, Jews who believe in Jesus, Jews and believers, you know, non-Jewish who believe in Jesus. It's very important because Yeshua is the first fruits of the resurrection. He's the first fruits. What does that mean? Well, he was the first one to be raised in a new glorified body. One day it says we will all have a new glorified body. We will be raised, incorruptible. This body's going to see corruption, but one day we're going to have a new one. And the other aspect of first fruits is it also says that we, and we're going to be talking about this concept of a remnant today later on, that we are the first fruits. We are first fruits unto God. When we come to know the Lord, we become part of that first fruits unto God. You and I, according to Rav Shaul, right, in Romans 12:1, he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. We're supposed to be like a living first fruit to the Lord. Give of our life, not just our fruit, vegetables, whatever, not just our time, not just our money, of our very life. We are supposed to give that to the Lord. And so that's the attitude that we see here in Deuteronomy 26, is an attitude of thanksgiving to God and a willingness, because of that thanksgiving and gratefulness, to give back to God just a little portion of what he's given to us. Because he really deserves it all. He gave it all to us. Shabbat shalom.